A huge deal the Czech Republic signed last year to buy armoured personnel carriers for the country's army has been back in the news this week amid accusations of corruption involving leading political parties. Czech politicians have denied any wrongdoing, but the interim Prime Minister has expressed concern over the allegations. Ian Willoughby reports.
In March last year, the Czech Republic signed one of the biggest military contracts in its history, buying 107 Pandur armoured personnel carriers from the Austrian firm Steyr. The deal was worth 14.1 billion crowns, or just over $750 million. This week, the background to that purchase has featured heavily in the newspaper Mladá Fronta Dnes. It reported on Wednesday that in 2002, Steyr hired lobbyist Jan Vulček on the explicit promise that he would deliver meetings with particular Czech politicians and senior military figures. Vulček was in line for a large payout from Steyr, but failed to organise meetings with the promised names. He told the Daily he had broken off contact with the Austrian firm. In 2003, Social Democrat Prime Minister Vladimír Špidla announced a tender to supply the army with APCs, a tender that Steyr eventually won. In fact, they landed the contract twice. The first was abrogated by a Civic Democrat-led cabinet, only for the Austrian firm to later win a second tender. Two former executives from the company were quoted by Mladá Fronta Dnes on Thursday as saying the deal had involved the bribery of Czech politicians. Wolfgang Habitzel and Hervik Jedlautsnik told the paper that 2 or 3% of the cost of the APCs went to Czech political parties in the form of kickbacks. The Czech Social Democrats have reacted angrily to the allegations, filing charges of libel. The country's other main party, the Civic Democrats, have also denied any wrongdoing. Meanwhile, former Steyr men Habitzel and Jedlautsnik have reportedly said the allegations of bribery they made to a Mladá Fronta Dnes reporter were nothing but a bad joke. In any case, the interim Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer has expressed concern over the background to the military contract. He says if it emerges that anything untoward has taken place, he'll demand a full investigation.
That report was by Ian Willoughby. Prague's transport authority has got itself into deeper trouble over its addiction to gaming machines.